Nobody asked you to say anything.
In 1982, my brother was given a Sony CFS500 boombox stereo for his birthday. It was awesome. It had AM/FM radio, dual volume controls, an LED graphic equalizer, output jacks, and big speakers. And all of this was built around a cassette recorder. With the cassette recorder, we could save the songs we heard on the radio to a tape so we could listen to them anytime we wanted. With the audio output, we could send the signal into a regular tape deck and build our own compilation albums. We now owned the world of audio. This was happening all over the country, and people were discovering that they could build their own little audio programs by rearranging miscellaneous recordings into something that held meaning to them. Clips from TV shows and movies.
Crichton, what are you doing, man?
I've just repaired the toaster, sir. Well, I've nearly repaired the toaster.
Oh, no, man, dismantle him. You don't know what a little bleeder's like.
Comedic bits. Prank phone calls.
But the reason why the curse works is because all children have brain damage.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, I bought glasses there. My name is Saul Rosenberg.
Yes?
And my eyes are going crazy.
Poetry.
Love is not all. It is not meat, not drink, nor slumber, nor a roof against the rain.
And music. These all came together into a personal and artistically organized creation, usually consisting of a theme. The tapes were typically made for a specific person and were meant to convey how the creator was feeling at the time. With the advent of computers, MP3 players, and digital content, this time-consuming and thoughtful form of expression has been lost. This program is looking to bring it back. Back then, we didn't have social media. We didn't call people our friend until we shared with them who we felt we really were, what we liked to do, the type of music we liked to listen to, the sort of movies we liked to watch. We would spend hours poring over what to share and how to present it. We would meet new people and make new friends, and if we were lucky, we could fall in love. All of this could be done simply by handing someone a plastic cassette and saying to them, "I made you this mixtape." I wish there was a social excuse to make you a cassette tape. I teach you all about my life from side B to side A. Fast forward, rewind, whenever you mind. When we were kids, my older brother would torture me. You see, that's the job of an older sibling, to prepare you for the cruelty that the world can dish out, to thicken your skin for the name-calling and teasing that is to come from other kids at school. Their damage is done, however, with a tinge of acceptance and love in a way that can only be sorted out dozens of years later with intensive therapy, if ever. Do you mind if I lay down? I remember this one time that I went to a yard sale and bought myself a complete Major Matt Mason playset. Major Matt Mason was a lot like G.I. Joe, but he was made of rubber and had a wire skeleton that would allow you to bend his joints any way you wanted, a lot better than Joe's plastic articulation. I adored playing with him in our backyard, and it became my favorite toy, at least for the week that we were together. Then, my brother thought it would be a good idea to simulate jetpack altitude tests with Major Matt Mason. This means, how high can we throw him into the air? Major Matt Mason, may he rest in peace. On his fourth attempt at a new record for extreme impact upon pavement, his head came off and was eaten by the dog. It was a horrific thing to watch, and I still suffer. from the post-traumatic stress of having witnessed it. The moon base sat empty and abandoned in the backyard, a constant reminder that Major Matt Mason would never return to finish analyzing the alien eggs he had discovered just the day before. This was only one form of abuse that older siblings are good at, but it wasn't that bad compared to the most inhumane form of torture that anyone could ever imagine. Being forced to listen to your older brother learn how to play the song Yesterday by the Beatles on an organ. Waterboarding is for sissies compared to this. I'm sorry, I can't go on. At any rate, my brother, whom I have forgiven for these grievances, still finds time in our busy adult lives to continue his reign of terror. But now, it is far more subtle. He sent me this mixtape that he called Repeat. See, when you have a mixtape that strikes some chord within you, the vibrations of resonance can become so severe that you literally can't stop listening to it. You flip the tape over and over and over, listening to it again and again and again. At least until your tape deck blessedly devours the cassette. And then you panic. Someone, quick, get me a Ticonderoga pencil or a clear Bic pen. I think I can fix it. Okay, good. Because now I'm going to share it with you, dear listener. It came with this letter. Unlike my geeky brother who knows the model number of my old cassette tape player, I do not remember much about the old 8-track player my dad owned. Incidentally, Greg, it was an Akai CR-81D, but I digress. I do know that it was my first introduction to sound reproduction technology. Yeah, I'm not kidding. I was playing boxes of 8-track cartridges before I put the needle on my first record, or rewound my first cassette tape. One curious thing about that 8-track player was the scarcity of buttons to push. You had play, fast forward, record, and pause. No, I'm not forgetting rewind. That was not a choice. Whoever invented the 8-track player was not into reflection. Thus, I had only two options if I wanted to hear a song again. Option number one, save up for a record player and buy the vinyl version of the album. Option number two, press fast forward and count the seconds of my life go meaninglessly by before pushing play. Option 2 was like pushing hyperspace and asteroids, except it was more exasperating. For every 10 seconds you fast-forwarded, you advanced 5 seconds through the album. But if a song was that special, was something I desperately wanted to hear, I could bear option 2. Yes, this show is dedicated to those songs. The songs we repeat over and over and over, because we are passionately obsessed with them. Please wait for my brother to push play.
Strawberry lips shining in the summer sun. Canary tips glowing there for everyone. You fell asleep under the cherry tree. La 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 la, it's a beautiful world and we're summer sun.
Moist kiss of her rainbow Take you there. sew you a suit made of spider web and glue. Would an anemone of blue, if the suit is worn, it will keep you safe and warm. It will make sure you stay calm. Your suit will keep you warm when the trees undress their caress by your majesty, the winter queen. Your suit will keep you calm when those you love are paralyzed, and bravery will shine through your eyes. I will sew you a suit made of morning haze and June, a piece of the rainbow too. It will be a dream, 'cause the thread is a sunbeam. I put love in every seam. Your suit will keep you warm when the trees undress their caress by your majesty, the winter queen. Your suit will keep you calm when those you love are paralyzed, and bravery will shine through your eyes.
Thank you. a pity, it's a crying shame. Who pulled me down again? How painful it must be to bruise so easily inside. It's a pity, it's a downright crime. It happens all the time. You wanna stay little daddy's girl. You wanna hide from the vicious world.
Bye. strawberry lips shining in the summer sun. Canary tips glowing there for everyone.
Well, that's our show for today. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. Want to hear it again? Or do you have an interest in hearing a previous episode? Visit the archive on our website. That's imadeyouthismixtape.net. We are also available through Podomatic and iTunes. Tell the world you are a tapehead and pick up I Made You This Mixtape gear in our online store. As always, our show is sponsored by the Community School in Camden, online at thecommunityschool.org. Side Country Sports in downtown Rockland, online at sidecountrysports.com. Main Street Meats, located in the State of Maine Cheese Building on Route 1 in Rockport, on the web at mainmeat.com. And our local family-owned and operated Dunkin' Donuts at four locations, Rockland, Waldoboro, Rockport's Dead River Store, and in the Rockland Walmart. This has been a Bungalow Broadcasting production, overseen by Renee Philbrook. If you would like to drop us a note or send us your mixtape to be played on a future show, you can do so via the Postal Service. Send your correspondence to I Made You This Mixtape, P.O. Box 1149, Rockland, Maine, 04841. Guidelines for submissions can be found online at our website. Again, that's imadeyouthismixtape.net. Please provide the story behind your mixtape. We know that there is one. This is Nate Greenleaf for I Made You This Mixtape, telling you to remember to turn your Dolby on and the auto reverse off. Until next time.
A social excuse to make.